We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Only show on the internet that asks, are y'all gaming? And I hope that you have been. My name is Coney, that's TK Breezy, and we're talking about some of the stuff that we want to talk about this week. I have not played many games, but I did come with a topic. TK here has played something. At least I assume you played it, right? That's what you're talking about.
Yeah, I did play it. I did play it.
Yeah.
Very fun. I think you, I don't, did you like Halo?
Kinda.
Like when you were younger? Huh?
I wasn't really a Halo kid. I kinda liked it, but I wasn't like huge into it.
Did you like Portal?
I don't want to mix those two. I don't know.
Never mind then.
it's like cheese and chocolate. I like them both separately. I don't want to put cheese on my chocolate, you know?
Hold on, let me just go ahead and put the tweet out on the at Creed. Look, I know the premise sounds like it might be too much, but there's only certain places that you can actually portal.
Okay.
So like, I think that makes it a lot better, because if you could portal like literally anywhere on the map, I feel like that would have been too hectic.
That's what I thought it was.
No. There's portal zones, or there's portal like.
Okay.
There's portal like objects. So like every object that's like in a blue, like, you know, sci-fi grid or whatever, you can portal. And that, and those items, those objects can be like the roof, the floors. They can be, they can be like block or terrain in the middle of the stage and stuff like that. But it's cool though, because you keep your momentum. So if you like drop through a floor, but the portal that you're coming through is like on a wall, then you'll shoot out the wall like with the speed of you dropping.
Okay.
And I was like, all right, that's pretty interesting. So you can do other stuff. Like you can do like a, you can do one in the floor and then one on another floor. And then you can just keep like popping up, you know what I'm saying? Like
you're taking
the momentum. So you just keep popping up. The game in itself is actually really fun. I feel like it's definitely like, it's got its Halo in there, but the time to kill is a little shorter than Halo.
Yeah.
So that's really nice. I feel like that. I think the time to kill for Halo was actually pretty nice regardless, but just being slightly shorter is also okay. So I feel like you should give it a try if you really want to. I mean, it's free. If you guys
is it free?
Beta right now.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a free beta right now, and I'm sure that at some point in time it's going to cost. But that beta, I feel like that beta has been out for quite some time. So, I played it way back in the day, and like I think it was a little clunky looking.
Sure.
And it looks a little better now. Still looks kind of indie, but like that's not a bad thing. I mean, you got to kind of give like indies props where they can get it. Most indie games will just go pixel art because it's way easier to make that look good. But they went full 3D, and I know that's like probably rougher to make and stuff.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Just I love it. I've been loving it. I play it pretty much at the end of every single one of my streams after Pokemon Unite, which tomorrow is going to be a Blissey drop. So if you're into Blissey. You need another support to play. Yeah, it's tomorrow.
Oh, man. I didn't know that.
Then, that's another character coming out. Kind of sad because we were all expecting Blastoise, but they hoodwinked us and gave us Blissey. So, but I mean, new Pokemon are new Pokemon, so whatever. Yeah. Yeah. But, that's what we got going on that side of things. I'm not sure when that game is actually going to come out, like, fully.
Yeah.
But I will say that I definitely love what I've played so far.
Okay. Yeah, I saw it and I thought it would just be too chaotic, but that was because I assumed that like portals are everywhere and all over the place at all times. I didn't realize it was just like specific spots. But then if it's like specific spots, are you like not getting the full gimmick? I don't know. Maybe I'll give it a shot.
Nah, because I mean, I'm still getting like, you can do shit like, all right, so like there's the, you know, if the map is identical, right? There's like, it, there's a portal zone in front. And like I'm in like the sniper room or whatever. There's two portal zones in front of me and one behind me. If I put a portal zone on the back behind them and then put one on the ones in front of me, I can just, I'm flanking now. And that's like, I don't know. Something about that was like really cool. So, you know, you also have to watch your, you have to watch your surroundings for that exact same thing. You can destroy other people's portals with like the grenade. I don't know. I think it's like a, electromagnetic grenade or something.
Okay.
And that's cool too. But yeah, no, it works. It definitely works. Let's just put it that way. Like, I understand. Like,
I guess that's the only way you could like describe it is like it's functional. Yeah.
Yeah. I get where you're coming from. Like, where if it was too chaotic, but then if it was too toned down, then it's like, well, now I'm just playing Halo with like a slight gimmick. But
yeah,
the gimmick works, and I feel like it's implemented very well. So yeah, I'm gonna have to give that game right now. I'm gonna have to give it a nice little 8 out of 10.
Damn, it's not even out yet, and it's getting an 8. That's not bad. That's pretty good. Yeah, yeah. I haven't given it a shot yet. I actually haven't had any time at all to play games. I've been super busy lately with some stuff. But one thing that has been on my mind, and it's the second topic for today. Did you tweet it out?
I'm trying to. Yeah, if he would just give me a second, it would be out. All so right, tweet it. You know.
All right. So one of the things that I am sort of thinking about, and I realized this yesterday, I think. Because I haven't been playing anything, but I have been looking forward to a lot of stuff that's coming out in August or September, and one of the games I was most looking forward to, period, is a game called Psychonauts 2, which is the sequel to one of my favorite games of all time, which is Psychonauts 1, which came out on the Xbox, like, I don't know, 50 years ago. I don't know. It was a Flintstones game. But I don't care about this game at all. I don't really feel anything about it. I don't care whether it comes out or not. I have no idea if it's going to be good. I hope it is, and I hope I'm wrong, but I have no hype for it. And it made me think about, like, how many times has this happened recently where games have gotten so delayed that I stop caring? I don't know about you, but I feel like there's a sweet spot, and if a game gets delayed past a certain point, I want nothing to do with it anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think there's definitely something about like the hype, or when the game is announced and you're hyped for it, but then like too much time passes and I just don't feel hyped for it anymore. That kind of happened with it wasn't even delayed, but it happened with Pokemon Snap. Like
that got, when it first oh, got I was announced, gonna say, did I was that get like, delayed? Okay, yeah,
yo, yeah. I was like, yo, Pokemon Snap, and the closer and closer it got, and when it finally came out, I didn't even buy it. Like I just
oh, you like, still bought it?
Nah, it was all sapped. I don't know what happened, bro. Like I was hyped for it, and then all the hype for me was just sapped. I was off that. I just moved on. I've watched a decent amount of people play it, and it does look, you know, nostalgic. But yeah, I don't know, man. I just didn't hit for me.
It's good, but it's just good. And like I think when you hear that it's just good, it's like, well, you've had all these years. Like, why can't it be great? It's like, eh, it's not. You know.
I feel like that's going to happen with Tunic.
I don't know anything about that game, but I keep hearing you and, like, I think one other person talk about it.
Yeah, Tunic, I went to, the first time I played it or even got my hands on it or saw it and talked to the people was, like, PAX East, like, 2016.
Oh, my God.
It's now 2021, you know?
Yeah.
And you're going to give me, like, another isometric, like, Zelda game? Like, come on, man. Like,
yeah. That,
like, for 5 extra years, y'all better put some... there better been some serious overhaul somewhere in there. Because, like, if I'm about to get the same game that I saw in the trailer, I mean, I'm probably still going to enjoy it. But, like, I'm going to be upset that it took y'all an extra 5 years to put it out.
Yeah. And I don't know what the cutoff is. Because, like, obviously you want a game to come out that's good. So it's fine with delaying it. But I can think of so many instances of things being delayed to a point where, like, so when Cyberpunk kept getting delayed, obviously it became a meme, right? And it got further and further. And then eventually I was just like, this is bad. Like, this is going to be really bad. Because I think there's a sweet spot where you're making the game better, but if you keep delaying it, something's very wrong, I think. You know what I mean? Like, there's an issue with the gameplay or the story, and you're trying to fix it, but you just don't have the answer, so you keep pushing it off. I feel similarly about Deathloop, which was supposed to come out in April, which is Bethesda's big game. It looked really good, but then it got delayed to October, and then they showed more gameplay, and I was like, oh, this is not good. I'm not excited for it at all anymore.
I think you told me that it's like the loop, or it's like Dishonored, I think.
It's literally Dishonored, yeah. Dishonored is fun, and it's fine, but it's just like, fine, you know, like people are just like over it. It doesn't really feel the same. Maybe Deathloop is really good and it's innovative, I don't know, but when I see Deathloop footage, I'm just like, ugh, again. I just don't have confidence, and it happens to be even about stuff like, one of my favorite games that's come out in the past like 5 years is Cuphead. They've been teasing Cuphead DLC for a couple years, and I know it takes a long time, I get it, but like, it's been a while. I'd rather you not show me.
I think it's less about a DLC, or not DLC. It's less about delays, and it's more about like timing. Sometimes, like if the announcement is way too far away from the actual game release,
yeah,
I'm gonna lose interest. Like fucking what is that? Ori and Will of the Wisp, the second one or whatever.
Oh yeah,
I loved the first one. I don't know why, but okay. Yeah. Huh.
Not a fan. Don't know why you liked it, but okay.
Okay. All right. Well, regardless, I love the first one. It was very fun. And then the second one got announced, and I was like, ooh, more Ori. And now I still have not played it. Like, I just, like, I own it, I think, on the Switch, and I think I own it on a PC, and I still haven't even installed it. And I just, I'm not sure what happened, again, because, like, again, like, when I played through the first time, I was like, oh, that's pretty fun, you know? Yeah. And then I was hearing about a second one. I'm like, all right, cool. Right, right. But I don't know. Just I guess it's the timing, man. Sometimes you gotta like, it, some games get affected by the stuff that's around it. Like
If
Smash just came out like 3 days before Pokemon Unite, I would not be playing Unite.
Yeah,
like, that's just, you know, because like, wait, all right, word, you know, like it's Smash time, you know. It's the same thing that happened with Horizon Zero Dawn. Horizon Zero Dawn came out 3 days before before Breath of the Wild. So I played those 3 days, and then when Breath of the Wild came back,
I didn't know that. Damn.
Yep. And then I played those 3 days, and then after Breath of the Wild came out, I played all the way through Breath of the Wild. Now, unfortunately, I didn't know that I was going to love Horizon Zero Dawn more than Breath of the Wild. Otherwise, this wouldn't have been an issue. Mm-hmm. But because of, you know, viewership and streaming and stuff, like, you can't be late. Like, I can't be...
No, you got to be on it right away.
Yep, for a game like that, like if I'm not, you know, starting it at 12 o'clock like everybody else, it's going to get spoiled for me or no one's going to watch.
Yep.
So, but like I went back to beat Horizon Zero Dawn and it was great. Like, I mean, that's just a fun, fantastic game. Can't wait for the second one to come out. But yeah, it's just like stuff like that happens where I'm very, very interested in the game, but then I could be interested in something more than that game that's going to like make that game pale in comparison. For instance, I want to start playing, I want to get back into the story of Genshin Impact, but other games keep coming out that are seem more interesting to me than getting back into Genshin Impact. So I just have not done it yet.
And it's only going to get worse because like this year's starting to ramp up. Now, August has a few things. September has a few things. October has so much because we're getting into the holiday season. And I feel like interest for some of these titles is totally waning. I do feel like...
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Oh, Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
I like the way Nintendo approaches things a lot, which is they very rarely delay. Not very rarely, but they do rarely delay. Not often. And usually they'll only announce something if it's like at the end. So like Mario Golf, the one for Switch, got announced in like, what was it, March or April? And they're like, yeah, this is out in June. It was like, oh, sick, cool. I think they did that with Origami King, too, for Switch. And it was, like, last year, in July or something, they were like, yeah, this is out in September. It's like, oh, awesome. Yeah. But obviously, then you have some situations, like they announced Metroid Prime 4, and they're like, oh, we got to make the whole thing again. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah. And I think there's a way that you can announce something is coming without putting like I feel like the way that they announced Metroid Prime 4 would have been fine if it was like, hey man, we just started development on this, you know, and it's like, it's gonna take some time, but it is on the way. But instead it was announced as like a flagship title for the Switch.
Yeah.
Like on the first
supposed
like,
to be a big deal. Switch.
Yeah, yeah. Like that and Bayonetta 3, and now like we're just in those two games are in purgatory. So like if you're going to announce something like that, I feel like there's a way that you have to do the announcement that doesn't lead for too much expectation. Like the way that Breath of the Wild 2 was announced or whatever we're going to call it. It was like there was a little small cutscene and then, you know, this game's on the way. Now, if they took that same announcement and it was a small cutscene and gameplay, then I would expect that to be coming out this year.
Yes.
Like, you know, and so if you give me all that and then you say something like 2023, I'm going to forget or I'm going to be upset.
I don't care. Yeah, I'm already tapped out. Part of me wonders if Bayonetta 3 can even come out now, because I feel like Bayonetta 1 and 2 almost feel like products of their time in a weird way. I don't know why, but they feel very Wii U to me. And I feel like if a third one comes out, it's just not... Maybe it's just because so much time has passed, but I feel like the character action game as a genre just isn't popping. Really, like No More Heroes is about to come out. Nobody's talking about that. Nobody cares.
And when is that coming out?
Yeah, right. See, you and I love that series, and we don't. I don't know. I saw gameplay, and I was like, "This sucks." So I kind
of August 27th. Oh snap! I'm gonna be at Summit. Oh,
I'm playing it at Summit.
I guess we are.
Yes, sir.
We streaming it at Summit, like.
Actually, I'm streaming WarioWare at Riptide. I don't know what I'm gonna be.
Nice.
I don't know what I'm gonna be doing, but I guess I'm gonna have to set up in the hotel room or something. Maybe I'll have guests come in and play it. I don't know.
When is that coming out? Oh, is it the weekend of Riptide?
September 10th.
Nice.
Yeah, so it's the Friday. Anyway, to get back to the point, it's like these games get announced so far in advance that I lose sight of them. I lose track of them, and then sometimes they just have to get totally remade, like in the case of Metroid Prime 4, which is like supposed to be so big and monumental that it's supposed to shake the earth, but also you've got Dread coming out soon, and I wonder how that's gonna do. Even like
I think Dread is it's the different style.
It's the 2D
thing. I feel like it's the 2D thing, so I mean there's definitely people who prefer one or the other. Like there's people who like 3D Zeldas and don't play 2D Zeldas and vice versa and stuff. So if you're a 2D Metroid fan, you're probably hype. And if you're just a Metroid fan in general, you're probably hype. But if you're a person really looking for, you know, Prime of again, then, I mean, you may see this as like a, like, okay, they're just kind of like throwing us a bone. But this game probably has been developing the whole time, you know?
Isn't it like, weird how, like, 2D and 3D Metroids now have their own, like, thing? They're different series. I guess Zelda has the same thing. Never mind. Because, like, there's a difference between, like, Breath of the Wild and Link's Awakening.
Yeah. So, I mean, and that's good, though. I mean, like, it's just nice to see a game be able to be played in multiple facets. Another game that tried to do that was No More Heroes when they did Travis Strikes Again, and I hope they never do that again. That game sucks.
I never played.
That game was not good.
I never ended up giving it a shot. My friend played it, and he was like, yeah, you shouldn't get this. I was like, really? He's like, yeah, it's just mad boring. I actually tried playing No More Heroes, the first one, on my stream about a month or 2 months ago, and it was just kind of boring. Like,
have you never played it before?
No, I love it.
It's just trying to go back through it.
Yeah. Like, I just, like, it's not the same hit it used to be, because the combat's very simple. It's like, you just... like parry something, you block it and then move to the side and everything slows down. Like, it's just not very engaging. And you're really just
great
playing
for the time
scenes.
For sure.
Yeah, for the time, but now it's just like you're playing for the cutscenes. And I feel like I don't get the same thing out of it, and I look at No More Heroes 3 and I'm like, it looks like shit.
Like I don't see that.
The graphics?
Okay, the graphics, yes, but I don't. That's a design choice. If you're talking about the combat and the gameplay, I still think it looks fine.
Yeah.
But the graphics, yeah, no, I get what you're getting at. But again, like we're handed a relatively weak system, and they're trying to make the best of it. So, I think that's the issue with Nintendo is that like we have been, well, as gamers, we have definitely cut them slack because of the system that they given us. It's like, okay, yes, yeah, it's a system and it's a handheld. So, you know, it's going to be weaker. But, like, still, it's a noticeable difference than if No More Heroes was put out on, like, a PS5.
Yeah.
So.
I'll just wait for the remastered version. That'll come out in a few years. That's fine.
I mean, I'm still going to play it for sure, but I get what you're saying. The No More Heroes 2, I don't know, did you play both of them or just one?
I just tried playing one, and after, like, I don't know. I streamed it like twice, and I was like, "I don't want to keep playing this."
I think No More Heroes 2 is easier to digest as like a replay. I think the fighting style, you get extra swords and stuff. The fighting style is dope, and they took out the overworld, which was like, I needed that overworld.
Yeah, that might be where I'm frustrated, because like the levels themselves are fine. It feels kind of boss rushy, you know.
Yeah, but the overworld still exists in No More Heroes. Well, you know, but no, it still exists. Sure. But it's just a menu now instead of you having to drive around to other places. Which
yeah, and thank God.
I get what they were trying to get at. Like, yeah, if Travis's bike is cool, whatever. But it just it felt tedious after a while. Like, you're right, I got to go over here to cut grass to grind money so I can go to the store and buy clothes so I can go to the ATM and put my money in so I can do the next fight. Yeah, that gets a little boring after a while.
You have to like collect coconuts.
Yeah.
Or whatever that was. Like, I forgot about that. You have to carry the coconuts to the guy. Like, there are so many games that I totally forgot about because you only remember the good parts of it. But
yeah,
I don't know.
Mini games in two as well are like more so like, Nintendo arcade games. So it's like, all right, cool. This is way easier to make money on. And on top of that, just doesn't feel as dumb for some reason. Watching this assassin go around cutting grass and collecting coconuts and delivering pizza is just not what I was expecting to see.
No, I just wanted to fight. That's really it. I just wanted more combat, and I thought the game was more of that, and I totally forgot about the bad stuff. But regardless, it's like, I'm glad it's coming out finally. Psychonauts 2 is coming out finally. I can't bring myself to care about it, but all the things say it's good. If you guys want to do Q&A, if you guys want to ask us anything in the chat, please feel free. If there's anything that you're excited for, I mean, Dread is coming out soon, and I know people were anxiously anticipating that for a while. I don't know. I feel like I just lose interest if I find out it's coming next year, even. Like, Elden Ring is coming out in, like, January, and I'm like, okay, I guess. And I'm so excited for that, but I can't even think forward to January, dude. I'm busy. I got so much stuff in August I gotta do, you know?
I'm looking at the releases right now. Madden is coming out August 20th. If y'all, you know, y'all trying to play some 2K? Like, oh, anyway. And outside of that, Psychonauts 2 is August 25th. Spelunky is making its way to Switch, both of them. No More Heroes, August 27th. Crown Trick is making it to, well, that's kind of crazy that it's going to Xbox and PS4 right now. Crown Trick has been out for like forever.
Yeah.
Maneater is getting DLC.
Why, dude? Maneater has become like a meme on this show. I don't know why that's happening.
The most checkbox game of all time. Just point in the direction, smash a button, and kill everything. Like, all right. Cool.
Okay,
cool.
I can't believe... Guys, if you have not played Maneater, I recommend it. It is the most 7 out of 10 mediocre game I've ever played.
Yes.
That was
absolutely
insane.
Like the premise or the concept is very fun for like 20 minutes. And then you're like, this is the whole game.
It's that for 6 hours. It's that for 6 hours. It's like, oh, that's all. And I did it. I did all of it. So.
Oh, I definitely did.
Yeah. What does that say about me?
Well, you said, do free-to-play games have the same dying hype problem? Maybe. It depends on what type of... Because like, I know that Mega Man Drive game just came out, and I'm not sure how much... Like, I feel like I didn't even hear about it. But
Mega
I'm not
Man
sure...
Mega Man Drive?
Yeah. It's like an online... Wait, is that what it's called?
I've Mega never Man even heard of it. I see
Mega Man X Dive. Mega Man X Dive is what it's called. Yes.
What is this?
Yes, so, this is a mobile game where it's like a mobile Mega Man gacha, basically.
Okay.
And there's PvP, and there's missions to do, and like I think it has a lot to do with like Mega Man X, like nostalgia. So you'll play some of the stages that from older Mega Man X's and stuff like that, and like. The concept is cool, but like, I don't know, man. Just give me another Mega Man game. If you're gonna give me give me an actual Mega Man game, you know?
Yeah, dude. I'm looking at it now. I had never heard of this. That's crazy. Wow.
Yeah.
So did not know this existed, man.
Yeah, and I was watching a couple vids about it. They were like, you know, the PvP. Like, although it should have been a big draw, like. You either like are playing against someone that's like a bot, or you're playing against someone who spent a shit ton of money on it.
Oh yeah.
And I'm like, okay, that's a gacha game for you though. So, you know, what can you do? I think that if they were ever going to make a Mega Man game for me specifically, that would have been for the mobile or just like quick consumption. It would have been a Battle Network game.
Oh
like,
yeah.
Give me a Battle Network game in the same way that you did at Mega Man X Dive, and I would have been. Like, all right, cool. I'm playing that for sure.
Yeah, something like that would have been way better. Do y'all think there are just too many games coming out now? It's a weird thing because I think it's good that people are able to make their own games. But yeah, we go through like periods where there's nothing for a very long time, and then you also go through periods where it's just like boom, there's a billion things, and then you also have the pressure like as content creators. Like, you can't just play whatever you want, and you're sort of incentivized to play certain things. Like, Eldest Souls came out, and I'd probably play Eldest Souls if I could. It's a boss rush, like, sort of like a Souls game, kind of. It looks very good, but it's like, am I gonna stream that? No. Maybe I'll come back to it someday, but maybe not. I don't know. I just think there's so much, and the market is so saturated. How do you decide on what to do? I'm surprised you're on Pokemon Unite so much.
I mean, I've always liked MOBAs, and this one's an easy-to-consume MOBA.
Like, I guess so.
I either win or lose in 10 minutes. So, you know, yep. Like, none of these, like, 50-minute, like, my team is doing absolutely nothing, and we may or may not win this game League games. I'm telling you, like, I feel like if we didn't play League back in the day, I think I probably would like League more. Because back in the day, League was super slow. Like,
yeah, right.
Games could literally go an hour and 10 minutes if, like,
right.
The team just never pushed an advantage. Now, that's a little harder to do. I think games can go somewhere between, like, 30 and 45 on the longer spill of things.
Yeah.
But now that everyone's so jaded and stuff, people most likely will just surrender at 15 regardless.
Yeah.
So, like... But yeah, man, it's just, I think that's the biggest draw to Unite. It's just, it's a MOBA. I like MOBAs, but
so
it's also a short MOBA that I don't have to be like, all right, well, you know, we're losing, but like, maybe we can get back. Nope, if we're losing, we're just losing.
Yeah.
We already know we're losing. We already know we're losing too. If like we're losing and Zapdos is taken, like, all right, cool. We can surrender at one at 8:30.
A minute left.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yep. There we go. Like, we're out. So.
And on top of that, you also get the opportunity to like, you can't yell at people. They can't yell at you. It's just everything's kept bottled up, which might be good long term, you know. But
mm-hmm.
That's funny. All right.
Yeah, I think the other thing about this game. Oh, someone just asked us a little earlier though.
Sure.
We had one Pokemon to put in Unite. Who would it be?
See, I don't know many Pokemon. I'm a Gen 1-er.
You can still put a Gen 1-er in.
I like Cubone. I'm a Cubone fan. It seems kind of boring, though, right? Because he's
normal
the type.
The issue is that they've already given Bone Rush to fucking Lucario. And that would have been a Cubone. Well, I guess it really doesn't matter too much because two people have close combat, too. So,
yeah.
And, like, nine people have Surf.
Like, I was going to say, everybody has Surf. A few people have Dazzling Gleam. Just, I don't know. I like Cubone. I think Cubone is mad cute. He was my first. Him and Eevee were my two first favorite Pokemon. I like him a lot, but I don't know if you need a Cubone in the game. I don't know what he does that like other characters don't. So, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I assume he'd be an attacker for sure. Like, because like when you evolve into Marowak, Marowak is actually relatively quick in Pokemon games. And I think he had decent attack too, so he seems like he'd be an attacker. Yeah. I don't know, like what this game like needs right now, because I feel like the attackers are fleshed out. The all arounders, Garchomp needs a buff, or we need to get a better all arounder. Defenders, I think, are good because everyone should just play Snorlax.
Period.
And then the supports are like, I think the supports need overhauls because there's only really one support,
right?
And it's Eldegoss. Like, Wigglytuff is not a support.
No, it doesn't.
Mime is not
like
a support. You know?
I feel like the way that they describe it is, like, they want defenders to be hard CC and supports to be, like, softer or different CC, like Mime's Push or, like, Wigglytuff's Sing. But, like, even still, that's not... The differentiation is not there, you know?
Yeah. Because, I mean, Sing is... You're asleep for, like, 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Though if you get pushed into a wall for Mime, you're taking like half your damage and you're stunned for like a second and a half. Like that's still hard CC, bro. So
right.
Yeah, I don't know, man. My pick is Hawlucha because I like that. I've always liked that Pokemon.
Yeah.
And then if not, if we were gonna go Gen 1, I would say Scyther so we can get Scizor because I feel like Scizor would be a pretty cool attacker. But
sure.
And then I've also thought about Heracross. I've always liked Heracross too.
Heracross.
Come on, bro. Like, he was suplexed just like Machamp, except with his horn, though.
Oh, wait. He's the beetle guy. Never mind. I do like him, then.
Yeah.
I always think of the beetle from Kirby. Bugsy? I forget his name, but he looks like that.
I mean, it's basically the same.
They're just purple beetles. Yeah, they're literally the same thing. I could see that. Somebody said Diglett, but Diglett's already in the game, brother. Have you not seen him?
Oh, yes. That's right. He's the launch pad.
Yep. You already missed it. You didn't even pay attention. All right, last question. We'll get rid of this one quickly, and we'll talk briefly, and then we'll wrap it up. Subtle fraudulence. Subtle? Yeah, I felt like I said it without the B, even though you don't pronounce the B. Does it seem like the games industry isn't making games that people want very much lately? I don't know if that's true. I think it's just, for some reason, and I don't know why this is, because games take a long time to make, so it's not like they're all releasing at once, but I feel like a lot of similar games come out in a very short period of time, whether that's gameplay-wise or artistically or whatever, and like, I want a new Metroidvania, but I feel like there hasn't been anything that's like, really cool, you know? I don't know what the last really big Metroidvania was that everybody was on. Like, Death's Door, kind of, but not really. That's more like a adventure game that's like a Zelda almost, and that was really good. I don't know. By the way, when we were talking about delays earlier, I didn't even think of Hollow Knight. Hollow Knight Silksong is now getting memed to hell because nobody's like, geez.
Oh, wait, is it coming out or has it?
It got announced like years ago. As the sequel, or I think it's like a confirmed sequel, and like nobody has heard anything for a while. Hades isn't a Metroidvania. Hades is a roguelike, and it came out along like three other roguelikes. I think I can't remember off the top of my head. Maybe I'm wrong, but like Hades was the best one. Don't get me wrong, but it's not the same. It doesn't scratch the same itch, you know?
Yeah, I think. I think right now, I think that's a hard question to answer because I feel like if you're asking me, the answer would be yes, they're not making games I want because a lot of the games that I want are like, for some reason, dead franchise that didn't need to be dead.
Okay.
Like Power Stone 2, we could have been had a Power Stone.
Yeah. 3.
You know, Star Fox could have been had another actual good Star Fox. Like you could make a Star Fox Assault 2 and I'd be like, yeah. F-Zero X, I literally have no idea why they let that racing franchise just die. Like,
I don't get it.
I thought it sold well on the N64. I'm not sure too much about the GX, but I know that you know it has a very tight speedrunning community, and Captain Falcon is still a very recognizable face. So I'm not sure why you would just let like that franchise die. You know what I mean? And so we end up getting games that like I didn't know that like. I wouldn't say I didn't know that I wanted, but yeah. I would have never asked for. Like, for instance, that that Nicktoons All-Star game, there's never in my mind did I think I would want to play a Nicktoons Smash game. As soon as I saw the trailer, I was like, you know what? That might be a little fun.
Yeah.
You know?
It might be good. I can see it. I feel the same way of my stuff, but it's like Twisted Metal, you know? I love Twisted Metal, but nobody's going to make a Twisted Metal game. SSX, stuff like that. There is a snowboarding game that's coming out semi-soon. I think it was at E3 that kind of looks the same, but like it's so easy to mess that up. So I don't know.
It's a snowboard game for what, SSX?
It's not SSX, but it's like a similar thing. I forget what it's called.
Yeah.
God, I forget what it was called. I wish that last SSX game was good. It was. You're wrong. It was a good game. The PS3 one, it was very good. You're wrong. It wasn't SSX3, but it was still very good. It didn't need wingsuiting. The wingsuiting was neat, and you're wrong. It was pretty good.
The only other franchise that I... This is a super old franchise now that we're talking about snowboarding, but if Snowboard Kids 3 came out at this junction of the year, that is a perfect Switch game, bro.
Yeah.
It was the most arcadey snowboard game outside of SSX Tricky or SSX, but this one obviously had like, you know, it was like snowboarding Mario Kart, you know, and that, I don't know, that hit, that was fun, and they was like, all right, man, we made it too, that was fun, we out.
That's all, done. I don't even know who developed that game, who even made that?
Yeah, let me go look it.
Come to think of it. Yeah.
Snowboard.
While he looks that up, guys, thank you for tuning in to this episode of Y'all Game and hope you enjoyed it. You can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all kinds of stuff. You can also follow us below. We both stream semi-regularly. Are you going back to streaming right after this?
Yeah, the developer was RackGen, but it was published by Atlas.
I'd never heard of that dev.
They made Bomberman.
That's a dead franchise. How do you update Bomberman? Jeez. How do you make that new?
Honestly, that's their biggest game. They made Final Fantasy Explorers, Full Metal Alchemist games, Heaven's Gate, R-Type and R-Type 2 compilations. So, they did make Snowboard Kids, though, and just really wished y'all would do it again.
Just
anyway.
Make another one. Thanks for tuning in to Y'all Gaming. We'll see you guys next week. But for now, goodbye and keep on gaming.